you say this is the most satisfying first month of your career or in a while? Or at least in a while?
Yeah. I mean, it's been good. I mean, my arm is reacting really good, and you know, it does give me a good time for me to prepare and go out there and do my job. And I can tell you guys before, I feel healthy, and that's good to feel that.
Just to think, you know, at the end of spring training, they're saying maybe you're not quite ready to pitch, but then you are ready to pitch in 5-6 appearances, and now 2.22 ERA. But did you kind of envision yourself being able to do this?
I was just thinking on my mind that I'm just ready, because the way that I feel is feel good. And I mean, as a sport guy, when you feel good, when you feel healthy, there's a lot of things that you can do when it's time for compete. And I think I've been doing my best. I've been doing all my routine and working on my bullpens and talk to my pitching coach and my teammates, and just trying to put everything together every 5 days to go out there and make a good performance.
How about tonight? You know, a lot of walks, but it seemed like a lot of times you had to sort of kind of recenter, refocus yourself to battle through some innings.
Yeah, a lot of walk, but I think I work good hitters too. So I think with True Strike, I was making good pitches, but they don't swing. Like I said, they are good hitters too, and sometimes you have to give credit to them. And, the last inning was a little longer because Javi got hurt, but I was like off timing a little bit, and with the last batter, I went like, you want to hit it, just hit it. I'm not going to go around anymore, because I don't want to keep these guys off timing when it's time to hit. And you know, I'm glad that he hit a fly ball, and Acuña was able to catch that ball. But, overall, I think it was a great game. 5 innings in a run, and you know, that walk is going to happen. You know, sometimes you don't have to try to be perfect, and I think with 2 strike, I was doing that a little bit, but I still have a lot of years in the big league, and still happen, you know. But I think it was a great game. We great win too.
How about just how this team's kind of put all the pieces together? Last week, Fuente starts, you come back and give 3 great innings of relief. Tonight, the bullpen shorthanded, they call Fuente's up to give them those 2 innings. It just feels like all the buttons are being pushed, but at the same time, you guys are executing.
Yeah, I think they've been doing a great job too, the way they've been using all the guys from the bullpen, and you know, they just come and try to put some tears on the board. And that make us to a chance to win every night. And I think, for all these months, we've been healthy too, and everything is doing good. Like, we're getting good results because the way that we prepare and the way they play baseball. And I think we have to keep with that, because it's a long season. And I'm a big believer. This is a good team. And that was a great team that I talked to my agent before I signed here. And I told him I want to be in a good team because I want to win. And I know I'm healthy and I can help any team to win a lot of games.
Martín, para Diamante 23, bueno, acabas de comentar que tu meta es ayudar a este equipo a ganar y que querías estar en un equipo ganador. La semana pasada contra Washington, en calidad de relevo, lanzaste 3 buenas entradas. Hoy te llevas el triunfo, tu segundo de la temporada. ¿Qué tan satisfactorio es para ti cumplir con este rol que te está asignando el equipo y ayudarlos a ganar?
Bastante, man, bastante. Especialmente mis últimos 2 años han sido unos años bastante fuertes para mí, porque no he estado al 100% con mi salud, y este año pues es algo que no tengo en la mente de cómo me voy a sentir mañana. Solo siempre lo he hablado con ellos también, y cuando tú estás sano, cuando tú te sientes al 100%, pues tú puedes salir allá afuera y competir, y obviamente vas a tener buenos resultados. Sé que vienen días malos también, porque no somos perfectos, pero yo sé que cuando tú te preparas y tú estás al 100% sano, pues más cosas buenas van a pasar que malas. Así que nada, súper agradecido con esta organización por darme la oportunidad y por confiar en mí, y bueno, darme la pelota cada 5 días y yo poder salir allá afuera y demostrarme primero a mí mismo que todavía puedo sacar bateadores de out y ayudar al equipo a ganar.
Gracias.
Martín, colocas a 7 victorias de llegar a 100 en tu carrera y es tu tercera salida de calidad esta temporada. Aparte de tu trabajo en tu mecánica, ¿hay algo más que has tomado en cuenta este año? ¿Dieta, estado físico, entrenador?
Sí, bueno, me he enfocado bastante en mi cuerpo y más que todo en la parte de mi brazo, man, porque como lo dije ahorita, los últimos 2 años para mí han sido años fuertes. Sin embargo, pues creo que he tenido las personas correctas a mi alrededor que me han dicho qué es lo que puedo hacer y para mejorar la molestia que tenía. El año pasado, cuando estuve en Chicago, pues los trainers colocaron un buen plan de trabajo, al igual que el doctor Meister, que fue el que decidió el no ir a dar una cirugía porque pues me decía que no podía pichar más por el tema también de la edad. Entonces, creo que estoy muy agradecido con todas las personas que han puesto el granito de arena para yo poder estar de la manera que estoy ahorita. A lo mejor mi velocidad no está, pero a lo largo de los años he agarrado mucha experiencia y puedo leer swing, puedo leer qué puede estar buscando el bateador y eso creo que me ha ayudado. Pero creo que lo fundamental es de la manera que estoy preparándome ante cada salida y ya pues obviamente cuando tú sales allá afuera hay que salir a competir y he podido salir sin pensar en un dolor, sino que voy a tratar de resolverlo.
We have time for one quick one as well on the way.
What's a trait from Didier Fuentes that stood out to you so far this season?
He's unbelievable. I mean, I never see a guy who throw a fastball with 3 fingers. I don't know how he do it. And but he got great talent. I think he's ready, you know, to be here and help us. But you know, I don't know what kind of plans the front office have. I mean, we don't make decisions, but he's. He's a great guy, man, and he's a good kid, and he's still learning, but he got good pitches, he go out there and he compete, and he throws his fastball, he's not scared, so that means that he's going to have a big future, you know, and just keep doing what he's been doing, and just prepare for, you know, to go out there and enjoy the game.
Gracias, Martín. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.